You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Today, many are wondering what comes next on Wall Street following the worst fall in stocks since 9/11. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 504 points. Right now, the Asian markets are down, but the Dow futures are pointing a bit upwards. Investors are reacting, of course, swiftly to a combination of serious problems, including the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy and Bank of America's purchase of Merrill Lynch. Today, the Federal Reserve meets. What options do they have? Joining us for more, Floyd Norris, a chief financial correspondent of our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Floyd.
Good morning.
So what do you think is foremost on the minds of folks on Wall Street today?
I think for a lot of people on Wall Street, what's foremost is not markets, but people. It's there's an awful lot of people losing their jobs these days. For the traders, you know, there's a little bit of looking up. We saw overseas markets went down that had been open yesterday. Generally, have been down about 1% today, but that's probably catching up with the late New York fall. And as you pointed out, the futures are up a little bit today.
And when you say they're worried about employees, take Lehman Brothers. What's going to happen to their 26,000 employees? Do we have any sense of that at this point?
Well, we don't. There's talk. Parts of this business presumably will be sold to others. Certainly, the investment management business, which includes Neuberger Berman, which is a very valuable business, is going to go to somebody, and people who work for Neuberger and Berman are going to end up with jobs. You know, they don't yet know who the boss will be, but they should not have any great concern, but there's a lot of people who will lose their jobs.
Floyd, the irony is last week you were talking on your blog that Dick Fuld, the head of Lehman Brothers, had coined a new word, de-risking the portfolio. Now he's just sort of de-employed his entire workforce.
Well, including himself. Dick Fuld is of course, almost a Wall Street institution himself. He's been running Lehman since 1993, and in this business, running a firm that long is extremely rare. He was a man who had great self-confidence, who felt he knew markets very well, and was confident that the decline that started last year in the mortgage securities markets was going to be a temporary one.
Well, that's certainly
he was wrong.
And that's certainly what a lot of people thought. Today, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. And Floyd, what options do you think they really have at this point?
They have some very difficult options. The Wall Street consensus formed over the past day is that they're going to lower interest rates. I'm not sure that's accurate. I'm not sure it's not accurate. The Fed doesn't consult with me. But they are in a difficult position. Their interest rate cuts heretofore haven't done very much good in terms of spurring credit creation and spurring lending. They have increased the profit margins for banks, which at the moment is probably a good thing, but those are profits on the new business they're doing, and there isn't that much of that. The old business right now is the problem.
Let's talk about Secretary of Treasury Paulson. Let's listen to a bit of what he said yesterday.
Until we stem the housing correction, until the biggest part of that is behind us and we have more stability in housing prices, we're going to continue to have turmoil in the financial markets.
Floyd, what do you make of that? And do you think he calmed any nerves at all with the presentation he gave yesterday?
I don't think he calmed nerves. If you look at the stock market, you'll see that the Dow was hanging in around 200 or 300 down until he started that presentation, and it pretty much went down for the rest of the afternoon and ended up down 500. But you've got to give Paulson credit. He has been the man who has taken action, who has moved to try to deal with the problems this year. And some of his efforts have not been successful. He had a couple of false starts with his effort to deal with relatively what now seem to be minor symptoms of the malaise rather than the malaise itself. And the honesty he showed in that presentation yesterday was really impressive. He said that we're not halfway through the mortgage problem. And, of course, that's the idea that Washington officials would say that is a little surprising under any circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Although there was a limit to how honest he was willing to be. When someone asked if he blamed previous policies, he blamed the fact that we have an outmoded regulatory system. But when somebody inquired whether any of the blame might go to his predecessors in the Bush administration, he suggested that history could decide that.
History is going to be deciding a lot of things. Floyd Norris, thank you.
Thank you.
Floyd Norris is the chief financial correspondent from The New York Times, one of our partners.